Die Meister sind da für den Weg. Der Tanja Schäke, das Akkab ist Lachel Chanzi Zayis im Chalo Zu. Chin Chaver Lachel Chanzi Zayis im Chalo Zu. Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Shazah Kasher. So Rabbi holds that it's Kasher. So it's interesting, this Lashon we have over Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani. It's a Lashon you find throughout Shas a lot of times when it comes to Rabbi. So it's a Pshat, the Dafka by Rabbi, you find this Lashon of Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani. Why is this Lashon Yichud to Rabbi more than anyone else? Why can't it just say Rabbi Omer? What's this Pshat? Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani. And then the Sefer Beis HaOtzer from the Beis of Engel, he speaks about this. He has an Arichas, and he says two main mahalachim. One mahalach is that it's a lashon of anivus. Instead of just saying Rabbi Omer, he's saying Rabbi Omer Omerani. It's like when people say Nir Lani is daiti. He's saying it's not klar. It's not the way it has to be. But this is in my humble opinion. So it's a way of derech anivus because we know the Rabbi was anav gadol, like it says Mishnah's Rabbi bata anava. So therefore we find this lashon anivus by Rabbi. Another pshat he says is that ani, you find in the Gemara and Sukkah, the Mishnah over there in Daf Mem Hei, that it's a reference to the Shechina. And if a Rebbe is saying that when I say something, it's not really me, it's not my own day, everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, he's being miyachas his Chachmat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to take credit for himself. And that's what it means, Aymer Ani, that I'm saying this, but it's really the Shechina that's saying it. So it's also a Lashon Anivus of being miyachas it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Lulei Dvarav, I would think that maybe it could be more of a Pashut Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is that being the Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayos, so everyone else who he quotes, he could say, you know, Rebbe Pliny says this, Rebbe Pliny says that. But over here, he himself is writing it, so he can't just say Rebbe Omer because it's him saying it. So, and he can't just say Omer Ani because then who is he? So he says Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Rebbe Omer, but I'm the one writing it, and therefore he says a Lashon Omer Ani because he's the one who's actually being Masada the Mishnayos. And that's why we use that Lashon Bedafka by Rabbi. That's how I would think the pshat would be. The problem is over here, it's a brisa. We have a brisa, and an afal pichin, we use this lashon of Rabbi Omer Omer Ani. L'chayr by a brisa, that tam wouldn't be shaykh, because it wasn't the sound of the brisas. So l'chayr, from here, you see, not like that. There must be a different reason why we use this lashon of Rabbi Omer Omer Ani, maybe like a Beis HaMengel saying, or maybe other time, and why this lashon is miyuchad to Rabbi.